daddies, mamas, brothers, and sisters. Yep. So what we've talked about, our families. In big church, we've talked about what's the role of the daddy and how the daddy, the Bible says the daddy is supposed to be the head of the household. He's supposed to help lead the family in reading the Bible and teach you what the Bible has to say. And we also talked about mom's role and how mom's to help daddy in doing that and teaching. And we also, today, we're going to talk about your role. How many of you are children?
Yeah. I'm a big boy.
Watch this. You want me to get them really good?
Yeah.
How many of y'all are children? Everybody's a child. Huh?
Because God is everybody's children.
Everybody's God's children. But didn't... But doesn't... Everybody that's born, yeah. Everybody that's born has a mommy and daddy, right? Is anybody born today that doesn't have a mommy and daddy? No.
Some people don't.
They have to have a man and a woman to make a baby. That's the way God designed it. And so we're all children. Did you know? Regardless of how, who's the oldest here? Hallie.
And how about me?
Josie, you're the oldest. Stand up. All right. Who's the next oldest? Hallie, you stand up. Who's the youngest? Elijah or Michaela? Michaela, stand up. All right. Y'all can all go ahead and stand up. All right.
Stand up.
Did y'all know that it doesn't matter how old you are? That when the Bible talks about us as being children of our parents, that it doesn't matter if you're all grown up, that you'll always be the children of your parents. It doesn't matter how old you get and how big you get, your parents will always be your parents. And the Bible tells us that we're always to obey them. So y'all go ahead and have a seat. And let's read this. And y'all say this with me.
Ephesians 6:1.
Children, obey your parents. In the Lord.
In the Lord.
For this is right.
But this is right.
Yep. Children, obey your parents.
Are we supposed
to read
this? Do what? Are we supposed to read this?
In a minute.
Children, obey your parents.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
In the Lord. Yep. For this is right. Who is the Lord?
God.
God is the Lord. And Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. And it says that we're to obey our parents. What does it mean to obey your parents?
Do not disobey. Obey.
What does that mean? Don't disobey. What does it mean to obey your parents?
Listen.
It means listen to what they say.
Practice
it. Yeah. So I'm going to teach y'all. How many of y'all want to learn a Greek word? You want to know something in Greek? Can you say techna?
Techna.
Techna means child. It means children. But did you know that word when... Because I studied. I went to school and read a lot. And you know here when Paul says, children, obey your parents, he says, techna, obey your parents. And what he means is it doesn't matter how old you are as a child, that you're always supposed to honor and obey your parents. So even if you're really, really old, like Brother Sonny. Brother Sonny, raise your hand.
Brother John.
Yeah. Or Brother John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know it doesn't matter?
Dad.
Your dad? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Bigra.
Yeah, Bigra. Do you know it doesn't matter how old you are? Watch, we'll ask real quick. Watch this. Brother Sonny, if your parents were still around, would you still have to obey them? Yes. Gammy, would you still have to honor and obey your parents? Yes. See, regardless of how old we get, we still always have to listen to our parents. And God tells us that. And He says that we're to honor our parents in the Lord. So if the Lord is God, if that's Jesus, then God tells us that we're to listen to our parents just like we would listen to what God tells us to do. If we love God and we want to do what God says, then we also need to understand that God has given us our parents and we need to love and understand them. You know, how many of you know what the book of Ephesians is? What is Ephesia? What is Ephesus? Do you know what that is? You don't have any clue, do you? No.
It's a bus.
It's a bus.
It's
a place. It is a place. There was a city. Where is a city close to where you live?
Athens.
Birmingham. How many of you been to Birmingham?
Tuscaloosa town.
Tuscaloosa is a city, yeah. But
we had church when we saw the fireworks.
Yeah, we go to Birmingham to watch fireworks. Yep, that's in the city. Would you know that a long time ago, you said it, you're good. A long time ago, there was a city called Ephesus. And in Ephesus, there was a lot of people there. And they planted a church, just like we come to church here and all of us gather together. They started a church in the city called Ephesus. And inside of that church, guess what? There were daddies. Guess who else was there?
Who?
If daddies were there, who else you think was there? Mommies. Who else was there?
Daddies.
Who else was there?
Kids.
Kids. Yep. So mommies and daddies and kids. And when, what do we call mommies and daddies and kids? What do we call them when they get together? Families. Yep. So the church is made up of families. Are we all families here today?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are families. And so the church, they have to be up here to be families. We can all be in the same room and be families. But all of those families, they would come together and go to church just like we go to church. And it's important that we understand that they were families, because God tells us that there's roles for families. He told us that there was a role for the daddy, that the daddy, the husband, has a certain job. The mommy, the wife, she has a certain job.
Children.
And children. Guess what?
And
you, babies or children, y'all have a job too. Y'all don't get left out. Y'all have a role to play in God's work, just like mommies and daddies have a role to play in God's work. So how many of you know what your job is to do in honoring God? Hopefully you'll be able to know before we leave. Hold your hand up like this and say, my job,
my job
is to obey,
is to obey
my parents,
my parents,
as to the Lord.
My job,
my job is to obey
my parents,
as unto the Lord.
As unto the Lord.
All right, who can tell me their job? Just raise your hand. What's your job?
Cleaning up the car.
What? No. Hallie, can you say it?
You can have a job of cleaning.
Obey your parents as unto the Lord. Who can say that? Obey my parents.
Helping my daddy work.
Helping your daddy work? That is good, because if your daddy asks you to help him, then you need to help him work.
What about washing the car?
You definitely need to get out there and wash the car and clean your room. How many of you, did your parents tell you to do things?
Yes, and we do it.
And you do it? Do you do it all the time?
Yes.
You always listen? Always?
Not always.
And then sometimes, do you ever get in trouble?
Someday.
No. This is like the greatest church service ever. Yeah. So listen, he says, children, obey your parents, because this is right. It's the right thing to do. Is going to church, is that right or wrong?
Right.
So listening to your parents. How many of you want to do what God says? You want to do what God says?
Yeah.
Yeah, we always want to do what God says. Because God, He's the creator of all things. He created you and me. He made us. And we're supposed to listen to Him. Hallie and Judson are going to read a verse for us. And we're going to ask Judson to read his first.
No, girl, go first.
I want you to read yours first.
She goes first.
Judson. Stand up and read your... Hold on. Slow down, Turbo. All right, so listen. Listen closely to what this verse says, and I want you to listen and see. Tell me, when he's done reading, is this a good person or is this a bad person? Okay, listen.
Slanders, haters of God, disrespectful,
disrespectful,
boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, Romans 1:30.
So look up there. Slanders, they hate God. They're insolent, which means they're disobedient, means they don't listen. They they talk about themselves all the time and how good they are. They invent evil things. And they're disobedient. They don't listen to their parents. Is that a good person or a bad person?
Bad.
That is not a good person. They're not doing what God said to do. And what's the last thing that he says? He says, disobedient to parents. So do you realize that when you don't listen to your parents, that you're not being someone who loves God? Yeah, you're acting like a person who does not love God. So that's one of the reasons we have to always obey and listen to our parents, is because in doing so, it shows how much we really love God. Hallie, you want to read yours? Good. So, slow down. So, see, again, we see here, disobedient to their parents. It means they don't listen to their parents. And they love their self. They love money. They're proud and arrogant and abusive. That means that they don't love God. And those people are disobedient to their parents. So, again, we see that if we really love God and we want to honor God, that we will love and obey and listen to our parents. You got a question? That's all bad stuff, buddy.
Mine and Hallie's are bad.
It does. It talks about the people who don't love God. Right? Romans 1:30 and 2 Timothy 3:2, those verses talk about people who don't love God. And we have to understand that if we love God, like we come to church, we love God, we love to hear His Word, we understand that we need then to obey our parents. We don't need to be disobedient. We need to honor our parents and listen to our parents because we don't want to be like those people who don't love God. And for the parents, one of the things we need to understand that this all applies to us because we're children of our parents. And so this applies directly to us. Kind of talking to you for a moment, the context here is not necessarily a child as in the age of the child, that this is a little child. Like I taught them the Greek word techna. It really means you're a child of someone. It doesn't necessarily have to do with age, but it has to do with the function of being a child. And so God's Word tells us that children are to obey your parents as to the Lord. This is right. And keep in mind, he's writing to, what city is he writing to? You all remember?
Georgia.
Georgia? That's close, but it's called Ephesus. Ephesus. Can you say Ephesus?
Ephesus.
The city of Ephesus. It's close, man. So he's writing to the church in Ephesus, and he's telling them, you know, when you come together as a church, this is a family-wide thing. We have the husbands playing their role, the wives playing their role, and now children, regardless of age, they have a role to play. So what if the children being addressed here are not small enough to be up here and participating in Bible school? What if these children are older teenagers? What if these children are in their early 20s and the parents are bringing them into the church and they're hearing the Word of God? All of this has to do with discipleship, with training up and instructing our children regardless of their age. So how many of you go to Sunday school?
We all do.
Who's your Sunday school teacher?
Miss Christy.
Who's your Sunday school teacher?
Jody.
Me? Your Sunday school teacher?
Battery.
Who's yours?
Battery.
Who's yours?
Battery.
Who's yours? Aunt Christy. Who's yours?
Miss Valerie.
Who's
yours?
And mine's Mr. Jody.
No.
And Mr. Sunny is my Sunday school teacher.
You know what? If he keeps living like he's living, one day he might be.
No, I mean, Daddy is my Sunday school teacher.
Hopefully your daddy does teach you, you know, what the Bible has to say. But we have teachers, and we come here. What are our teachers trying to tell us? What are they trying to teach? They are teaching us about God and about...
Not like the bad ones.
About Jesus.
Not the bad words.
Just the honest God. That's why we come to church. And sometimes when you're small, when you're little, do y'all ever get tired of sitting in church? Mm-hmm. How is the only? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because I stand up here and I say all these big words and you don't understand. And so you get really bored. I know you do because you're a rock star. Yes. Yeah.
No, you don't. You go to school.
Why did you just call me a rock star?
I didn't call you a rock star.
You don't go to school, so how you know?
You don't go to school. But listen, Judson. Hallie. Judson. This is important of why we come to church, so we can go to Sunday school, so that we can learn. Because when we're here, our main focus is to learn about God and to worship Him. And in doing so, we show that we love Him and that we're thankful that God gave us life, that God gave us our parents, and that He helps us to grow and He gives us the things that we need. So we need to understand that we always need to honor Him. He does give us the food that we have to eat. Yep. So we honor Him in all that we do. Yes. Do you know what's under there?
Chicken and juice.
Chicken and juice?
No, there's
sit down. Sit down.
That's
the juice and the bread. Yep. So I want to read to you really quick.
I know what you're asking.
From Corinthians. Corinthians. Guess what city the Corinthians lived in?
California.
Close. You're right there. Yeah, the city of Corinth. Yeah, they lived in Corinth. Listen to this. Listen. He says, this is Paul. Paul says, I received from the Lord that what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night that He was betrayed, He took bread. And after He had given thanks, He broke it and He said, this is My body. Judson, Jesus told His disciples, the bread that you're about to eat, it represents My body. And He said, so when you eat this, remember when I died on the cross. Remember that My body was broken for you. That His body was broken for us. He says, do this in remembrance of Me. And in the same way, He took the cup. And what's in the cup? Grape juice, which represents His blood. He said, this cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me. So when we take the little crackers and we take the juice, that's those that say, I believe in Jesus. I confess that Jesus died for my sins, that I could not go to heaven if it wasn't for the work that Jesus did. And so we believe that. And we confess that with our mouths. And we take that cup and we take that bread and we eat it and we remember what Jesus did, that He gave His life, that He died so that you and I could have the forgiveness of our sins and that we could be in heaven with God. So that's important for us to understand. And we're going to do that right now. I'm going to ask the deacons to come up and you guys sit here and I want y'all to watch what we as a family do when we partake of this and we remember what Christ did for us. No, not today. So if you distribute the bread and you distribute the cup. And as they're distributing, I want us to take a moment to reflect on what Paul said in Corinthians. Paul told the church, said that there's a lot of people that are doing a lot of things, and then they're coming in and partaking of this meal in an unworthy manner. And so we never want to take for granted the work that Christ did on the cross. We always want to remember. So y'all come up here with me and stand right here. Slow down. Come here. Just stand right here. Come here. Back up. Stand right here. Hey, stand over here. And y'all line up so everybody can see you. Here, walk over here from behind the table so everybody can see y'all. Yeah, go. Over there. Right. So we can see our children as we are getting ready to partake. And one of the important things is that when we partake of this supper, we do so in a manner that's honoring to Christ. because we're setting the example for these children. And as they watch us, they need to understand that we take this meal very seriously. But we're setting the example before our children that we love the Lord and we're so thankful for the forgiveness of sins that He has provided us. So as often as we do partake of this meal, we remember the sacrifice that Christ made. And on that night when He was betrayed, He took the bread at that meal before His disciples and He held it up and He gave thanks. Father, we thank You for this bread that represents the body of Christ. He broke it and He said, "Take and eat. Do this in remembrance of Me." In like manner, Christ also raised His cup and He said, "This cup represents the new covenant in My blood." And He said, "As often as you do this, do so in remembrance of Me." Okay, kids. No, so what we do is when you really, truly understand that Jesus died for your sins. Look at me. Look at me. I'm talking to you. Look at me. When you understand that Jesus gave His life and you say, "You know what? I understand that. I really believe that Jesus came. Jesus is God's Son, that He gave His life on a cross, that I could have my sins forgiven, and that He loves me and He cares for me and He's teaching me." You know, when you understand that and you come to your mommy and your daddy or you come to me and you say, "I really want to talk more about being able to take the Lord's Supper. I really want to talk to you about being baptized in the water and what that means." And we'll sit down and we'll talk about that with you so that you can understand why we do these things, because they're very important. But let me pray for you and then We'll sing Saddle Ridge Ranch together. Father, we're so thankful for our children. We thank You for this small meal that we just partook of.